Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 28 to 44. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, in the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the place of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dave Weber from Peace in Christ Lutheran Church, Walkersville, Maryland.
Compared to some of the readings from Mark's Gospel, this one seems a piece of cake. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." That's straightforward enough. In fact, if we might stumble only over four little words: love, God, neighbor, self. Love God with your whole self. Love your neighbor as yourself. Words like these can lead to some questions that are not a pieces of cake. How do I actually go about loving God and neighbor in such a fashion? Why are these commandments linked in such an absolute way? Love is not primarily an emotion or feeling. You don't have to like someone in order to love someone. Loving God means this: through the power of His Spirit, to pray deliberately and work for God's gracious will to be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. Loving neighbor as self means this: through the power of God's Spirit, to pray deliberately and work for God's will to be done in the neighbor's life as it is done in your own. Even when we don't feel a particular way, we can still, with God's help, begin to pray that God's will be done and work for it to happen in our neighbor's lives. But there's more to it. It has to do with who God is, how God loves, and what it means that we are created in His image. Jesus intends for us to look to His life as the pattern and source of our own love for God and neighbor. Within God's own self is a communing of absolute love between the Father and the Son, shared through the Spirit. That loving God creates and redeems humanity with an equally enduring and passionate love. And Jesus' whole life was a demonstration of divine love for the other, for the neighbor, and for us. Loving God is deliberately praying and working for what God desires and for what God names good. That's the kind of love for his Father that Jesus himself constantly showed. Now, we are still fallible, sinful human beings. We may still get angry with God, and sometimes we won't feel any exalted emotional response when we worship or pray. We may still doubt or wrestle with God. Even our Lord did that in Gethsemane. And yet in his next breath, he prayed, "Your will be done." Think of his anguished cry from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And yet with his dying breath, he gave a great shout and commanded his spirit to his Father. Could we possibly doubt that Jesus' love for God was absolute? In spite of all the times we speak of and pray for the sick, the oppressed, the poor, and so forth, love in our neighbor comes down to actual contact with individuals. It comes down to making concrete decisions that get our hands dirty, our schedules loused up, and our hearts broken. That's Jesus' way of loving. We want him across. Can we let his love shape ours, no matter how risky and painful those close encounters with the sinful kind may be? That stressed young mother in the doctor's waiting room, or maybe even sitting next to you in church in your pew. Perhaps loving her as yourself means offering to watch her young child while she feeds her baby. The person in line at the bank who's stumbling over the English language and struggling to understand deposits and withdrawals, could loving him mean stepping out of line and helping him get it straight? That next door neighbor struggling to keep his marriage together, that daughter who always pushes your buttons every 10 minutes, that husband scared of being laid off. These are the ones who desperately need the strong, saving love, the compassion, the mercy, the challenge and holiness and presence of Jesus. In those moments, dare to risk being rebuffed or inconvenienced. Dare to look foolish and make mistakes. Dare to love God and that person, even if it wrings your heart with pain to do so. It's what we've been created, redeemed, and commanded to do. Hang your whole life on love. For the truth is, it's God's love active in you, and his love will never fail. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dave Weber from Peace in Christ Lutheran Church in Walkersville, Maryland, for today's meditation on God's Word.